Many in this community are grieving the loss of, but also celebrating the life of Chris Pepe Sherwin. 40-year-old Sherwin passed away peacefully at home on Sunday evening after a 2-year battle with cancer. Sherwin was an avid kiteboarder and mountain biker, an accomplished public speaker and teacher. He was a 19-year employee of Deer Valley and led the host program there for the last 11 years. Deer Valley spokesperson Colleen Reardon said he is already incredibly missed at the resort where he worked up until this fall.
Chris was an incredible employee. He was, you know, he loved to pull pranks. He had a quick wit, and he just had an incredible love of life. And his goal, even from the day he was diagnosed, was to live whatever time he had left to his fullest. He really was an incredible man, and he has an amazing wife. They were, you know, lifelong loves. And he's really being missed right now by everyone at Deer Valley.
Sherwin was also a longtime teacher at the Winter Sports School in Park City. He taught both Spanish and public speaking. Head of school Dave Kaufman said there aren't enough words to describe the greatness of Sherwin.
Well, Pepe was just one of those magical teachers. You know, he managed to teach multiple subjects and do it quite well. He was a practitioner of public speaking himself and very, very good at it. But in addition to being a teacher and laying down the law and actually forcing students to do work, he also managed to become friends with just about every one of them. And not just any type of friend, but the type of friend that they'll remember for the rest of their lives. The kind of outpouring of support, not just now that he's passed, but during his illness too. You know, a lot of it was from either teenagers or recent teenagers, very young people that he had taught. And that's rare.
Kaufman spoke of the speech that Sherwin delivered at the November 2012 Winter Sports School graduation, a speech in which Sherwin talked about goals.
He kind of magically walked this line between answering the questions that everybody had in their minds about him, but also still making the speech and the event very much about the graduating class. It was really about them and not about him. You know, he took on goals for himself based on his diagnosis and his outlook, and he wanted the graduates to learn a lesson from that. And I think they did.
Here's Chris Pepe Sherwin in that November 2012 speech.
If you have a goal without a plan, what you really have is just a dream. But if you have a plan that accomplishes a series of small goals, ultimately leading you to that one big goal, then you have a shot at transforming yourself from a dreamer to a visionary.
Sherwin said if he had only limited time, he'd want to live his life exactly as he had been living it.
As I looked at my life, it was obvious that I didn't want to change anything, that I'd been on a great course all along, that I had some experience, some talent, and I could make a difference in some people's lives. And that these kids, these very kids right here in this room, were smart enough, were motivated enough, and would be influential enough to deserve a good chunk of my last good days on this planet. That's what I think of this class. They're worth it. They will do extraordinary things. They will make the world a better place. They will compete not just to win, but to push themselves. Eventually, they will be great role models and parents. They will leave their mark. My time spent with them was worth it. I would do it again. It is my goal to die with a smile on my face. When that finally happens, I hope you guys know that you put it there.
That's Chris Pepe Sherwin. Sherwin is survived by his wife, Kathy, his family, and a whole community of friends, coworkers, and students. The family has asked that in lieu of flowers, donations be made to the Huntsman Cancer Institute and to the Kidney Cancer Association. No immediate memorial service is planned at his request, but a celebration of life will take place, possibly in the spring. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.